Good morning. Today's daf is Lamed Beis in Bava Metzia, and we're going to be beginning on the bottom of Lamed Aleph Amud Beis and Hashavas Aveda. That has been our topic and will continue to be our topic for a couple more days. Just two more days and we finish this parak and we move on. But in the meantime, however, we are capping off some of the halachas regarding Hashavas Aveda. And one of the halachas that we're sitting on right now is the idea that in the event that you find something, but for you to take your time now and to go pick it up, And to recover it and to bring it back to its owner. So time is money. In other words, then happens to be that right now you're working. You're working and it's billable. So can you go ahead and can you take off from work but not lose money? In other words, could you bill the owner of the item? So that was the Mishnah. And the Mishnah basically broke it down to three different halachas. Number one is that if you don't make any conditions whatsoever and you would like to charge them for your services, so what you could charge them is for basically the lowest wage. In a moment, we're going to talk about a formula how to get there. But in other words, but if you didn't make any arrangements beforehand, you can't charge them what you normally would bill for your time. That's halacha number one. Halacha number two is that if there's a Beis Din around, in other words, so what you could do is you can now stipulate with the Beis Din and say, look, this is how much I charge per hour for my job, and right now I'm going to be taking off time from that. I would like to charge that much money. So as long as you're master with basin, you could do so. And then finally, halacha number three is that if there's no basin around and you're not ready to take a haircut and lose money on this prospect of doing Hashavas Aveda, so then the halacha is you don't have to do Hashavas Aveda. Hashavas Aveda does not require you to take such a financial haircut. And so you first take care of yourself and then you take care of other people's money. The mitzvah of Hashavas Aveda is you taking care of other people's money. That is important, but that does not gain priority over taking care of your own financial needs. Good. So those are the three halachas that we learned back in the Mishnah. And im yesh sham beis demasna bifneim. So, I'm sorry. One station earlier. Okay. Hayah batam anaselo yamar lo tein lisela elanosin los charika pawel. Okay, good. So we are now on Lamed Aleph Amud Beis, and we're at the two dots. I just started one, two dots too late. I back it up. And so the Gemara now brings down a Braisa, Tana. So no sin, los chari kapoa batal. Great. So what we're going to do now in this Braisa is add an additional word. In the Mishnah, if you don't make any arrangements, so what are you going to do? You're going to get paid like a worker. Good. In the Braisa, kapoa batal. Like a worker who's idle. Fantastic. What does that mean? So my kapoa batal, great question. The Gemara asked that question. Amar Abai kapoa batal shalosa malacha de batal mina. So Abai's explanation is like a poa batal from that work to batal mina. Okay, the Gemara here is still a little bit cryptic. Rashi explains as follows. Okay, you have a job. You have a job and difficult job, easy job, whatever it is. In other words, you have a job and it allows you and it commands a certain fee. Great. Now what happens is that let's say somebody asks you, right, what is it worth for you to take off from that job? Meaning, what are you ready to receive for taking off from that job and doing something close to nothing? That's the poel batal formula that we're talking about in our Mishnah. So I said there's going to be a formula. It's not exactly a formula. It's basically how much are you prepared to accept as wages for not doing the job that you do? Your job is stressed. It's got anxiety. It's not easy. So I'll let you take off the day. And how much is that worth to you? Okay. That's the poel batal formula. And admittedly, it's not much of a formula. It is personalized for every individual. But in other words, but that's all in the event that you don't stipulate. But if you do stipulate, so then you can charge what is your normal fee. Im yesham beis demasna bifneim. We're now moving on to the Gemara. Issa v'Rav Safra. Avid iska b'hadei adadei. And it's story time. Isser and Rav Safra had a partnership between them, and what they were looking to do was divide the partnership. Okay, we're not talking about the cash, we're talking about the merchandise. Merchandise has to be appraised, and so there needs to be A, an appraisal of the merchandise, and B, then a splitting of that appraisal, a splitting of that merchandise based on the appraisal. B is easy. B is not the hard part. It's the assessment and the appraisal of the merchandise that's going to be harder. So Azul Rav Safra Palagle below Daita de Isser. So Rav Safra said, okay, I'm gonna do it without consulting with Isser. But just to make sure that everything's on the up and up and I'm doing everything correctly. So what I'll do is I'll do it in front of two witnesses. Okay. Azul Kamid Rava Baravuna Amrale Zil Isi Tlasa de Palakta Kamayhu. And now they go in front of Rava Baravuna, and Rava Baravuna says, no. Division of the partnership requires you to go in front of a Beis Din. You have to appraise and divide in front of Beis Din. Inami, alternatively, as now we are on the top of Lamed Beis Amid Aleph. So Trey Migo Chad. What you got to do is, at least two of the members of the Beis Din have to be, Trey Migo Tlasa. Two of the three. In other words, you have to present here at least two of the three members of the Beis Din. Basically, you have to do this in front of Beis Din. Inami Trey Sahad Tablak Tabab Be Tlasa. Or I'll tell you what. You can bring two witnesses, but the two witnesses have to testify to the fact that you went ahead and appraised the merchandise in front of a Beis Din. Okay, I don't care how you get there; it needs to be done in front of a Beis Din. This is a ruling that's being brought down by Rava Baravuna. Good. So the Menalacha. So now, why? Meaning, what are we doing right now? Obviously, this is a financial issue. But what we're doing right now is we're looking to appraise the partnership so that the partnership can now be divided amongst the partners. But they want a dissolvement of the partnership. And so we first need to do an appraisal. And there has to be a Beis Din as part of this venture, as part of this dissolvement. So Minan Lacha, so how do you know that? So Amar Lai did not. Nimi Yesham Beis Din, Masna Bifnei, Meisham Beis Din, Bifnei Mi Yisna Shalokota. Okay. And I know that because of our Mishnah here in Bav Metzia. Now, our Mishnah Bav Metzia is describing a scenario where you want to get paid, and you want to get paid your normal rate. So what you're going to do is that you're going to negotiate with Beis Din. It's not a negotiation, by the way. In other words, it's just simply telling Beis Din, look, I'll do it. I'll do the mitzvah of Shavas Aveda. I'll recover, but I'm charging my fee. And when you have a Beis Din, so that now you have the right to do so. So what do you see over here? When I am looking to extract money from one person to another person, so I need Beis Din's involvement, right? So I'm a lame dummy. So Rav Safra said, okay, I also know the Mishnah Bav Metzia, and I don't think it's comparable at all. So Hasan Daman Big Mamon Mehai Mosav Lahai Beinam Beis Din. So if what's happening over here in Bav Metzia is that there's him, there's you. You have nothing to do with each other. You have no relationship with each other. It just happens to be that he lost an item and you're looking to recover it. And then ultimately when you return the item to him, you're going to bill him. You're going to invoice him for the time that you spent in terms of recovery. So that now is taking money from one person and giving it to another person. For that, you need a Beis Din. But over here, it's a partnership. You are a 50% shareholder of the partnership. That money is yours. All we're looking to do right now is just make sure that we have a fair distribution of shares. That's all we're looking to do. Avahacha didei shakle gilum sabamahu uvitrei sagile. So all you're doing is just taking what is rightfully yours. We just want to make sure that you're doing everything on the up and up. All you need are two witnesses just to testify to the fact that you did good. You didn't skim. You didn't take more than you were entitled to. It's not the same. Teida. And he says, and not only that, by the way, I think the distinction is excellent. And not only that, I have another Mishnah. And that's the Mishnah Ksivos. Almana, Mocher Shlo Bifnei Beis Din. What an Almana is allowed to do is that Almana could sell off parcels of land in order for the, in order to be, I was about to say satisfaction of a Ksuva. No, just what's it called? It's right. In other words, it's for Mizonos. It's for support, which she's entitled to. The estate is entitled to support her. The estate is entitled. The estate is required. The estate is required to support her. That's part of the ksuva. That's part of the ksuva conditions. So the and what you could do is she could sell. Says the Mishnah, Shalom Bifnei Beis Din, and she doesn't need a Beis Din, meaning it's rightfully hers. And so the only thing now is that there's no Beis Din requirement. Okay, good. So we have right now a distinction to be made between our discussion here in Bav Metzia regarding a Shavas Aveda, where there is a Beis Din requirement, versus the case of the partnership, the case of the Almana. Those cases are different because all you're doing is taking what's rightfully yours. So Amalei Abai V'Lav Mi'it Marla Amar Rav Yosef Bar Minyom Amar Rav Nachman Almana in Tzricha Beis Din Shal Mumchen Aval Tzricha Beis Din Shal Adyotos. So Abai says to Rav Safra, yes, but even though the Mishnah Ksuvos that you quoted, you did a great job quoting the Mishnah Ksuvos, but you left out an important detail, and that is Rav Nachman's comment on that Mishnah. Rav Nachman says that the only thing the Mishnah and Ksuvos is absolving the widow from doing is getting a Beis Din Shel Mumchim. We don't need Beis Din made up of Musmachim. people with smicha and broken mesora from Moshe Rabbeinu. That we don't need. But you know what we do need? We need a regular beis din, right? A civil court. A beis din shel hadyotos, right? When it comes to civil law can be judged and adjudicated by people who don't have smicha, by people who are not mumchim. Okay? Third parak of Sanhedrin. So anyway, but that's what you need. But the only thing the Mishnah is relieving you from is a beis din shel mumchim. Ah, with a comment of Rav Nachman, now that Mishnah in Sufas no longer serves as a support. That Mishnah was brought down to show you, hey, I don't need a beis din. Actually, you do need a beis din, you just don't need a beis din shel mumchim. So as much as Rav Safra felt that his distinction is a good distinction, and he thought the Mishnah in Ksuvos was a good proof, okay, the Gemara ends off kind of awkwardly with, the Mishnah in Ksuvos is not a good proof. His distinction still may be good, but that Mishnah over there isn't proof.
What's the role of the beit din in this case? Where the guy stipulates that I'm going to charge this much money, the beit din is just basically passively acknowledging this guy's claim, right? Right.
Correct.
But basically, the guy's claim could be totally outrageous, but the beit din is not acting as an advocate for the person who had the lost life.
Right. All right. Correct. Okay. So Ben's asking, and I'm also not sure. I'm just going to repeat what he's saying, and that is that beit din's role over here, when you are stipulating now that this is your fee, and now beit din is serving as enforcement, kind of hard to say that. In other words, beit din serving as proof. It's right. His question is, as far as I'm concerned, is right on the money. Meaning, what is beit din's role over here? And I myself am not sure. Okay, we're going to move on.
They're administrating.
Okay, so similar to the mission that we did in yesterday's daf, so over here now on Lamed Beis Amud Aleph, so we're going to be seeing a very similar idea, and that is when the animal looks lost, so you have a mitzvah shavah. When the animal does not look lost, so then you're good. So you find it in the barn. Okay, great. If the animal's in the barn, okay, the animal's not lost. However, but if it's out in the public, so and it's just wandering, so then you're obligated. Now, these first two points over here kind of already reiterated yesterday. Yesterday, actually, we gave a lot more detail. We talked about whether the animal was stationary and grazing versus running. We talked yesterday about which direction it was running in. Was it running to town? Was it running away from town? So the truth of the matter is that we really explored this point with more detail yesterday. I kind of feel that the Mishnah over here is setting us up for the next point, which is, what if it's in a basic forest? The animal, now the lost animal, it is a lost animal, and right now it's a cemetery. So good. So you walk into the cemetery, you go retrieve the animal. What's the big deal? The big deal is, we're describing somebody who's a Kohen. So now, the question over here is really simple. Should you, the Kohen, now be going into the basic forest in order to recover the animal? So the Mishnah says very clearly, no. In other words, over here, this is classic Mishnah, classic discussion of what happens when I have competing values. On one hand, the mitzvah of a shavas aveda. Good. On the other hand, the isser of a kohen not becoming tameh. Okay. And it sounds right now, off the top of our heads, like a standoff between a mitzvah sase versus a los sase. Okay. Hold that thought, obviously. I'm prepping us for the Gemara later on. Imam lo avi vihitame o shamar lo atafsir lo yishmalo. Okay, now, Dad says, okay, become tummy. Meaning, Dad tells you to go into the basic kfaros. And Dad happens to be a Kohen, which means that you're also a Kohen. And now Dad is giving instructions, and his instructions now is in violation of the Torah. Alternatively, amar lo atafsir. Or let's say Dad says, oh, that recovered item, that lost item that you recovered, don't return it. So, lo yishmalo. So here the Mishnah, this is it. Bamitziya daf lamed beis goes over the very basic halacha of what happens when your parent, who you have a mitzvah to honor and follow general instructions of your parents, what if those instructions tell you to go ahead and violate the Torah? So what do you do under those circumstances? So al yishmalo, so the Mishnah says that you're not going to listen. Again, we're going to come back to that also in just more. We're going to talk more about that particular point. Parak vatan afil arba v'chamisha pamim, chayiv shenemra azov tazov. Prika te'ina. We touched on this topic yesterday, we get to review today, and that is that if you see somebody whose animal is either burdened with a load, and needs help unloading, or needs help loading, right? The unloading is prika, the loading is teina. So there's a mitzvah in the Torah that you have to help, even if it's not your best friend. And I'm being generous, by the way, in the way I'm describing the Torah. In other words, it doesn't have to be somebody you like. In other words, there's a mitzvah, prika teina. And even though, let's say you've done already, do it again. Right? We went over this point yesterday. Halach v'yashalav amra hova halach mitzvah im b'tzon chalif rok prok patur shenamar imo. So let's say you are right now helping him unload, and he looks at you and says, "Oh, you know what? You're doing a great job. I'm going to stand here on the side. I'll watch. I'll even supervise, but I'm not going to actually help you." At that point in time, you could walk away and you could say no. The mitzvah, I do have a mitzvah to help you unload, but that's only emo, that's only with you. If you decide that you're taking a break right now, so then at this point in time, I no longer have a mitzvah. Ima yazakeno cholachayev. On the other hand, however, if the owner who needs help with the loading, unloading, if he himself is either elderly or sick, meaning he physically can't do it, so then you are not relieved of your mitzvah. You now have a mitzvah. The Torah says emo, yeah, emo when he's capable. But if he's not capable, you still have a mitzvah, even though he's not participating. Mitzvah min haTorah lifrok aval lo liton. Now, the Mishnah says something which is incredible, meaning you really can't believe what we just read. And that is the mitzvah in the Torah is to unload, but there's no mitzvah to load. Now, there's two psukim in the Torah. We did this yesterday. And one's for loading and the other's for unloading. So the idea that the Mishnah says, nah, there's no mitzvah in the Torah to unload. Or there's no mitzvah in the Torah to load. Right? The second way I said it was correct. So the fact that the Mishnah says that, it's unbelievable. In fact, it's so unbelievable, the Gemara is going to ask the question. How could you say that? Gemara is going to ask. Rabbi Shimon Amar Aflaton. And Rabbi Shimon says that, nah, there's a mitzvah even to load. Okay. Stay tuned. Obviously, that needs more clarification. Rav Yosef, Glil Amri, Mayala, V'yaser Al Masa'o, Ein Zakuk Lo Shenemar Tachas Masa'o, Masur Shiachol Amod Bo. And what if the owner is decided, you know what? I know my animal's got a weight limit of, I don't know, 100 pounds. I have no idea. I'm just throwing out a number. And the owner decided, I know weight limit of 100, but you know what? 200. Animal can handle it. I know my animal. So if he decides that he's going to go over the limit, you have no longer do you have a mitzvah to help him. Amar Rava Refesh Amru. We are starting on the Gemara Lamed Beis Amud Aleph. We're describing right now the Refes. So, Eino Mat'eh, V'Eino Mishameres. So, when we are discussing the barn, meaning the Mishnah describes the animals in the barn, and you can relax. Okay, so the Mishnah can't be talking about such a straightforward case where the animal's in the barn and now you can relax, meaning that's exactly what the animal should be. And the idea that you don't have a mitzvah of a Shavas Aveda, it's too obvious a point. So what the Gemara is going to do is that the Gemara is going to finesse the Mishnah a little bit just so that the Mishnah now is going to be making more of a point. It's Eino Maseh v'Eino Mishameres. So it's got a little bit of grazing, right? That's the Eino Mat'eh, as Rashi explains, and Eino Mishameres. At the same time, however, the door is not locked. Okay, in other words, the door is open. So, the fact that it's got grazing over there, that tells us that you no longer have the mitzvah of Hashava, because the animal is probably there by design. However, if I found the animal outside the barn, I'd be required to put it in the barn. Once the animal is currently in the barn, meaning I need the Mishnah to tell me, so the Mishnah is dealing with a case where the door is slightly ajar. Okay, so the Gemara's point over here is that the Mishnah's description of the animal being in the barn, it's not just as simple as the Mishnah is making it out to be. It can't be, because then the Mishnah is not informing and teaching us anything. Okay. So where is this barn right now, relative to where we are, meaning where the owner is? So it's within Tchum. Okay, so it's within a certain perimeter of the city. Okay, Tchum over here probably means what we meant back in Erevin in terms of very strict, right, linear measurements of being within a city limit. Okay, so let's just assume right now. So Mechlal, the Bereshus Rabbim. So the if Mechlal, the Bereshus Rabbim, I feel betoch atchum namichayev. Ah, so now once we say that the refes is betoch atchum, so now we're going to make a contrasting point, and that is that look at the Mishnah. The Mishnah said in the riff in the refes no mitzvah v'shava. Once it's in the Bereshus Rabbim, now there's a mitzvah. Well, if we situated the refes in toch tchum, so that means that the Rishus Rabbim also is toch tchum, and still there's a mitzvah v'shava. Okay, good. So, in other words, the point of the Mishnah is that in a Rishus Rabbim, if the animal is obviously unsupervised, meaning we don't know where the owner is, and it's walking through the street, and even though the street is within city limits, in other words, what you could have done, you could have, without our diuk, you could have made the argument of, I know it's walking in the street, but a street that's in town or proximate to town. In other words, the owner's somewhere around, right? This is not a mitzvah of a shavas aveda. That's what the Gemara's point is right now. No, it's a mitzvah of a shavas aveda. Ikad amasni la sefer b'rishos rabim chayiv ba amrev yitzhak v'hu amed es chutz atchom. So, now the second version over here starts in the other direction of the Mishnah, meaning that when the animal is discovered on the street, what street are we talking about? A street that's outside of town. In fact, outside of the limits, outside of tchum. And mechlal de berefes afilo amenes chutz tchum amin chayiv ba. Now, if that's the direction you're going, that means that when the animal was discovered in a refes, even though the refes is outside of tchum, there's not going to be a mitzvah of a shavas aveda. The basic first law, yitam Allah, tan rabbanan, minayin shiyamar malo aviv, yitam ashamar al tachzir, shalo yishma lo, shenem yishimo vavitir rav, yishab satsay tishmar, ani Hashem, kuchem chayav mechvodi. So here we have the drasha, right? Bab Mitzvah, Lamed Beis, today's daf. The drasha that tells us that when there's a standoff between a tzivui of one of your parents, who you have a mitzvah to honor and to follow instruction, and meanwhile a mitzvah of the Torah, so which one takes precedence? The Torah. Kulchem chayavim bechvodi. So time of the Kasav Rechmano at Shabbos Zayt Yishmaru. Halav hachi avim and etzai silei. So the Gemara says, now we had a drasha. Now for a moment, take the drasha away, meaning we all know what the conclusion is. But take the drasha away for a moment and let's think about this. If the Torah had not had that drasha, what would I have said? Amai ha se v'hai, lo sa se v'asei. So let's take the following into consideration. The mitzvah of listening to your parents is a mitzvah sase. Positive commandment. Good. That's one side of the equation. On the other side of the equation, what do I have? I have the mitzvah of Shavas Aveda. I mean, obviously we could use other examples, but let's just do the mitzvah of Hashavas Aveda, which is what we're describing over here in the second parak of Bar Mitzvah. Now, the mitzvah of Hashavas Aveda is Asay and Los Asay. In fact, we made that point earlier in this parak. Chavav, Chavzayin, thereabouts. So anyway, it's an Asay and a Los Asay. And oh, by the way, there also might be an issue of Geneva if you go ahead and take it for yourself. But okay. But in other words, but at bare minimum, it's Asay and Los Asay. So even without a drasha, ki badava aim is just a mitzvah saseh. The mitzvah of a shavas aveda is saseh lo saseh. So the equation is favoring the mitzvah of hashavas aveda, even without the drasha. So it's the rif sakadat chamina ho v'hukash ki badava aim l'chvodah shal makom shenemar kan kabetz avicha v'esimecha v'nemar lalan kabetz shemei omecha. The Gemara says, in terms of just understanding the Havamina a little bit better, when you're honoring your parents, it's tantamount to honoring HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Right? The Gemara in Kedushin goes over this point even in more detail than what we're saying over here, but there's an element of Kibud Hashem when you're honoring your parents. And things that are discussed extensively, if you look at the Aseres HaDibros, where are you going to find Kibud Avaim? Column A, not column B. What's column A? That's all the Bein Adam L'Makom. Right? Column B, the Bein Adam L'Chavero. There's an element of Bein Adam L'Makom within the mitzvah of Kibud Av V'Em. And therefore, one might have thought, I know from a standard equation standpoint, yeah, honoring your parents is only an assay. But it's an assay that is tantamount to Kibud Hashem. That's why I would have thought that maybe you should listen to your parents, even as they tell you not to do a mitzvah. That just helps us understand the Havamin a little bit better. Again, we're not changing from the Maskana. The Maskana is still the same, but just the Havamina.
So the Aveda is also lost, I say, no? Because you shouldn't pass by, you shouldn't...
Yeah, that's the Gemara's point. Gemara's point is that the Shavas Aveda is Asay and Los Asay. Correct.
How about when he tells you, listen to your Rebbe and not your father? Where does that come in?
What's it called? In terms of a standoff between Rebbe and parent? Mm-hmm. Gemara elsewhere. Not our Gemara today. But that is a Gemara, for sure. Mitzvah Menatol Lefrokav Aloliton Ma'ay Avaloliton. Right? The Mishnah said it. Like, we can't believe the Mishnah said it, but it said it. And that is that there's a mitzvah to unload. There's no mitzvah to load. So, Ilema Avaloliton Kla my Mishnah Prika Dichsiv Azov Tazan Vimotina Namiksiv Hakem Takim Imo. Okay, there are two psukim, one in Mishpatim, the other one in Kiseitse. We did this yesterday. And the two psukim are reflecting, one for loading and the other for unloading. And you're telling me, the Mishnah is telling me that there's no mitzvah of loading? Can't be. So, Ella, mitzvah minator lifrok bichinam. Veloliton bichinam, ela bischar. So, you probably thought this was the pshat in the Mishnah. This is the pshat in the Mishnah. Okay, for the mitzvah of unloading, that's a mitzvah that you have to do without charging. You see an animal that is laden with weights on its back, and the owner needs help unloading. So you now have the mitzvah to do so, and you can't charge. Masha ain't came when it comes to loading. So for that, you're allowed to charge, at least according to the Tanakhama. And Rabbi Shimon Omer, afliton bechinam, and Rabbi Shimon says, no, loading also is a mitzvah that you have to do, and you cannot charge for it. Tanila had the Tan Rabban and Prika bechinam ti'ina b'schar, Rabbi Shimon Omer, zuvazu bechinam. The Braisa over here, exactly how we suggested in our Mishnah, the Braisa says it. Now, my time, Adi Rabbanan. So now, let's go over back and forth. Meaning, the Chachamim say that for unloading, no charge. Loading, you could charge money. So, how do they get there? Isa gedachet ki Rabbi Shimon lichter rechmana ti'ina v'lo bai prikava na'amina. Uma ti'ina deleis beitzar balechayim v'leke chisaron kis chaya prikadis beitzar balechayim v'yesh chisaron kis lo kol shekein elamai hilchsa kasir rechmana lamalacha prika bechinam ti'ina b'schar. Beautiful. We said this yesterday. We get to review today. If there was only one pasuk and there was only one pasuk for loading, I would have said if there's a mitzvah to load, there's definitely a mitzvah to unload. Consider. Number one, loading, you're not relieving the animal from pain. In fact, just the opposite. just the opposite. And there's no chisaron kis. In other words, the animal is not currently right now at risk of getting injured, which would be chisaron kis. On the other hand, unloading, the animal is currently in pain. And if those weights stay on the animal, animal's at risk of actually suffering damage. So you have tzar bali chayim and you have chisaron kis. If there is a mitzvah, and the Torah only presented the mitzvah of loading on our own via kal v'chomer, we would have said that if there's a mitzvah of loading, there's also a mitzvah of unloading. So for efficiency purposes, Torah only needs to say the mitzvah of loading and zehu. Why does the Torah introduce unloading? Because there must be an added feature to unloading, which is no charge. Rabbi Shimon, my time, Mishum Dalam, my time, Mikram. And now we get to the point that we said yesterday, which is that according to Rabbi Shimon, I don't know which pasuk's talking about loading, and I don't know which pasuk's talking about unloading. And I told you yesterday, you got to see the pasukim inside. That's a rather remarkable statement of Rabbi Shimon. I don't know which one's referring to which. V'Rabbanan, Amai lo misami kra. Hi, Ksiv. Let's turn to the pasuk in Mishpatim. Roveit tachas masao. The animal is being crushed under the load. And so therefore, what are you doing? Unloading. Good. And now let's turn to Parshas Kiseitse. And Hasam Ksiv no flim badarech. So deramu inu tana borecha. So in other words, what's happening over here? The animal tripped. I'm dramatizing just a little bit. And everything fell off, and everything's now on the ground. And now the animal needs to be reloaded. So in other words, how are you seeing the psukim and not knowing which one's loading, which one's unloading? So, or samashma. I should have read one more word. Anyway, Rabbi Shimon, nofle maderech inu te'unin alavayu, mashma. And what Rabbi Shimon will say is that no. Nofle maderech means what? Meaning that maybe the animal fell, but in other words, but still, all the packages are on the animal. Maybe that could be noflim baderech. Now, admittedly, what the Gemara doesn't do over here is that the Gemara doesn't say, and what's Rabbi Shimon, how's Rabbi Shimon going to see the other pasuk of rovitz tachas maso? Okay. So, it's the Gemara's conclusion over here, a little bit incomplete, but The point is that Rabbi Shimon doesn't know which pasuk is describing which, and so therefore, had the Torah, we made this point yesterday, we get to reiterate today, had the Torah only given us one of the psukim, I don't know whether we'd be talking about loading or unloading. That's why the Torah needs to give us both. We may not know which one's talking about loading, which one's talking about unloading, but one's for loading and the other is for unloading. Amar Rava, let's start, but I'm not going to get that far today. So now for the remainder of today's daf and going into tomorrow's daf as well, the topic of Tsar Bale Chaim. Everything you want to know about Tsar Bale Chaim, not everything, but all the sources are right here in today's daf. Meaning, we are ready to make a drasha min haTorah, kal v'chomer, based on the idea of Tsar Bale Chaim. Well, if there's a mitzvah to load, and there was no Tsar Bale Chaim, then for sure there's a mitzvah to unload, because there you have Tsar Bale Chaim. Tsar Bale Chaim, if we're using it as part of a logical argument, kal v'chomer argument, it must be that that's a din d'oraisa. The Gemara says, So the Gemara says, Tsar Bale Chaim may not be the governing issue. It may not be what is forcing the kal v'chomer. What is forcing the kal v'chomer? Maybe it's just simply the chisaron kis. The fact that the animal is at risk to get injured. An injured animal is just simply financial loss for the owner. Maybe that's it. Maybe it's not Tsar Bale Chaim. So the Tina, I'll just read one more line. Tina im bachasar kis milo askinan de bedahachi vahachi bato mishuke. So in other words, even loading is going to have chisaron kis. In other words, if we don't load the animal now, what are we going to do? We're going to miss the shuk. We're going to miss the marketplace. Inami also ganve v'shaku kol madika ba'day. All my merchandise is just kind of like laying around. People are going to run over and start grabbing and stealing. So in other words, loading also has chisaron kis. So chisaron kis is not going to distinguish between ti'ina and prika, between loading and unloading. What is the difference? Tsar Bale Chaim. Tsar Bale Chaim is the difference, and therefore, Tsar Bale Chaim is a din d'oraisa. Gemara is going to continue discussing and debating this very issue. Okay, sorry for the abbreviated ending for today, but tomorrow we'll finish off Tsar Bale Chaim. Okay, so all the halachas, a big daf today. So all the halachas regarding negotiating a price for the for the retrieval of an item and doing the mitzvah of Hashavas Aveda, which is really the end of yesterday's daf. The Mishnah that goes over when the animal's lost, when the animal's not lost, when the animal was found in a barn versus the animal being found in the street. The conundrum of your parents telling you to violate the Torah, not do the mitzvah of Hashavas Aveda, and meanwhile, you want to do the mitzvah of Hashavas Aveda. What do you do? So we discussed that as well. And a series of other halachas not limited to, and no, most notably in today's daf, the issue of Tsar Bale Chaim. That Tsar Bale Chaim seems to be a Torah dynamic, a Torah idea that will help decide and dictate the halachas of Prika Te'ina, whether you charge, whether you don't charge. Okay, pause over here.